This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
2-2 the count on Green. Duran with a pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Johan Duran stays perfect. On the mound for the Phillies, he gets his second save since joining the club, and the Phillies take the series with the Tigers, a 2-0 combined shutout here tonight.
Now that was fun. That felt like October. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494, broadcasting, as we always seem to be, from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camper, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, make sure y'all ain't having no illegal poker games at your house, man, get in trouble for.
I won't. I mean, that's, yeah, you looked at me when you said it.
I'm just saying, you know, legal poker games. Some cats got in trouble like last week for some legal poker games. So, you know, just.
Yeah, did you cancel yours tonight?
Yeah. I don't play poker. Asking. I'm not that friendly. I'm not having all those folks at my house.
That makes sense. I didn't expect that. Speaking of folks at the house, we're at the Eagles' house today at training camp later on after practice. A name we didn't know much of before last year. Then he came on, and he's going to play a big role this year. Moro Jomo is going to join us, Eagles defensive lineman, after they get off the field today. Hugh, we got a whole bunch to get into, including a major, and I mean a major story, coming out of the NFL that could, in a major way, affect the Eagles. But Hugh, let's start with this weekend. Last night, Kyle, of course, back in the studio. Your call is you guys with us. Last night, the Phillies win. They take the series over the Detroit Tigers. And Hugh, this weekend, it felt like October. The atmosphere in the building, the fact that Tigers are one of, if not the best team in the American League, so that could have been a World Series preview. Each game was different yet close, right? You had a close game Friday where the Phillies come back and win. Saturday, they are down. They make it a little closer, but it's a pitching duel early. And then last night, I mean, just really tight one-run game until the Schwarber home run late to make it 2-0. But on Friday, on Sunday, Johan Duran comes in, and he was – I mean, that entrance, and I credit the Phillies, too, because they – I was reading a story this morning. They worked with the Twins to bring the exact entrance over and make it for Philadelphia. The whole weekend was tense, nail-biting. It felt like playoff baseball.
Man, I tell you, it was one of those things to see it, to see how much energy he brings to the team. Mm. Last night was a defensive game, no question about that in my mind, and it felt like the playoffs. And it was one of those games where, you know how you kind of wonder what a new individual brings to the team?
Yep.
It felt like the guys were playing hard. They were playing hard defense just to get to the ninth inning, to get him out there. Duran, and he was throwing gas, man.
His last six pitches last night, 101, 102, 102, 102, 103. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yo, I ain't never seen nothing like that. That was crazy. And to have guys looking, like, it was just straight heat with the precision. That was fun to watch last night, man. No question about it.
Well, here's the question. At 215-592-9494, Hugh, after watching the new-look Phillies for the first weekend together, right, so Duran obviously played a big role with two saves. Harrison Bader came in with a pinch-hitting role on Friday night and then played a little more the last couple games. But how did you feel? Do you feel better about the Phillies than you did when the trade deadline? Because last week was a weird week, right? So last week we all felt awesome on, what was it, Wednesday when they landed Duran.
Yes.
It was like, all right, they got a closer, and he's the real deal. We said that the day they got him. He's the real deal. We saw it this weekend. He's a phenomenal pitcher. But then Thursday rolled around, and the only addition to the lineup was Harrison Bader, who, again, he's fine. But we expected and thought maybe a little bit more than just Harrison Bader. All right, now we got to watch it for the weekend. Do you feel better about the Phillies?
I like what I saw. Now, you know, baseball is like riding a roller coaster. Mm. You know, you get your peaks and your valleys. But I like the energy that Duran brought to the table. It felt like the energy that he brought to the table. Because like I said, watching that game last night, especially last night, that was somewhat a pitcher's duel. And the defense play behind both pitches was phenomenal. There were some phenomenal plays made in that game last night, man. Some
well, how about Stott catches with the play in the eighth?
Yes.
I mean, my goodness.
Yes. And that's, to me, is what baseball, playoff baseball feels like. It felt to me like if given the chance, if you give them the chance and you keep the game close, Duran's going to bring it home for you.
Well, and I felt like he was hovering over the game too. As Sanchez was, you know, he was throwing, he was phenomenal last night, but you kind of knew that if he faltered at all, they had him waiting. It changes the game last night. Let's hear from both Sanchez and Topper, their impressions of Johan Duran, his first weekend as a Philly. First, let's hear from Rob Thompson last night, and he's been around baseball a long time, 40 years in a dugout. Let's hear Topper on Duran last night and this weekend.
That was pretty good. I'm not sure if I've witnessed 103, but that he was really strong tonight.
See Duran's walkout twice now. Obviously, we see the stadium kind of rally around that. How do you see the dugout and just the team kind of rally around that?
Well, I get what you're sort of still getting used to it, but it's, the ballpark is electric when it happens, and it's exciting.
It was even better. Like, we've seen the videos from Minnesota, right? We all watched them when he got traded here. It's even better at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, it is. And the fans live and die, like, the sounds that were made with every pitch thrown. Ooh!
Well, I mean, you said you haven't seen a Topper. Has it seen? We've been watching such slop out of the bullpen for years. Like,
Joe,
wait, this is what a closer looks like?
Joe, the excitement for when he came up, the electricity, and every time he threw a pitch that was over the plate, you could hear the whole crowd like, ooh!
Yep.
And I was like, man, that's what it should feel like. That's playoff atmosphere baseball right there, man.
So last night was a little bit more of a kind of normal kind of inning, right? He had a strikeout in there. There was the play where the guy almost was safe at first, and they reviewed it. Friday, though, Friday was four pitches. It took four pitches for him to save the game on Friday. And again, that Tigers team's really good. They had a bunch of all-stars. They might get to the World Series at the AL. He was phenomenal over the weekend. Let's hear from Christopher Sanchez, who – maybe if Duran wasn't here, would have been sent out for the ninth, but of course they let Duran save it. Here's Sanchez after his own great performance last night on what he saw and his impression of the Phillies' new closer.
What have been your impressions of Duran so far?
Incredible, incredible. Uno de los mejores cerradores que hay en el juego. Y ahora lo tenemos de otro lado, que es lo mejor que no ha podido pasar.
It's incredible. It's one of the best closers in the game, and we have him on our side. It's the best thing that could have happened to us.
Well, it is in terms of getting a closer and getting a bullpen part. It's as good as you could have, and he makes it look easy out there. And he made this weekend a winning one for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Phillies trade deadline after this weekend? We got to watch Duran save a couple games. All right, Hugh, I am excited, and that was fun, and I was biting my nails watching both Friday and last night. But can I, you know, sometimes you always say, can you be the drunk uncle at the barbecue?
So you're about to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
No, I just want to infuse a little of the other side of the story this weekend.
Okay.
I feel the same. I don't feel worse. I mean, you can't feel worse after watching Duran, right? He's the real deal. He gives them a closer. He helps the bullpen immensely. But the offense is still the offense. I mean, last night, Charlie Morton is 41 years old. He just got traded from the Orioles, who are here now. to the Tigers. He's 41 years old. Now, Charlie Morton 6 years ago, that was a really good pitcher. Charlie Morton last night, shutting the Phillies down for his six or so innings in there, that didn't make me feel great about this offense. And then, you know, they arrive on Friday, and basically Topper says, yeah, Harrison Bader might be an everyday player, but we're going to platoon two positions right now. Like, nothing we said last week changed. I knew Duran would dominate, that he dominates. That's who he is. I expect him to save 90% of the games he comes into with a lead.
Mm-hmm.
He'll blow one every once in a while, like every closer, but he's a great closer. But what I saw this weekend, he was still an offense that, for the most part, the first seven innings of each game did nothing. I mean, they needed a rally on Friday, and if Stott doesn't get called safe on Friday on the review, and he was safe,
they
probably lose Friday night. Duran never comes in the game. They never get to where they got to. Saturday, they put up some runs late in the Tiger bullpen, but they got shut down by Skubal, who everyone does. But that's the kind of pitching you see in October is a guy like Tarik Skubal. And then last night, 41-year-old pitcher comes in here and basically shuts them down. And here, there was a moment last night, because this whole weekend felt like October, right? It felt like a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
There is a moment, and I wonder how many people thought the same thing I did last night. In the sixth inning of that game, the Tigers intentionally walked Bryce Harper. Think about that for a second. This isn't October, right? It's not the last week of the season. The game, you know, it wasn't where he had two home runs before that in the game to where it's like, oh, he's red hot. Let's just put him on base. It was a pretty normal at-bat. It was a pretty regular part of the game. Sixth inning on August 3rd. And the Tigers, not pitched around. I mean, they intentionally walked. They put the four fingers up and said, just go to first base. And they said, JT Realmuto and Nick Castellanos, you beat us. And they did not last night. Those guys did not get a hit there, and the Phillies didn't score that inning. But I felt those October nerves the other way this weekend. The offense, Hugh, as much as Duran is awesome, the offense is still the offense. I still feel the same because I'm going to be on pins and needles in October. Can we get to Duran most nights? So he's going to close it if we give him the ball, but can we get to the ball to him with the lead? And it was pulling teeth this weekend just to get him the lead.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but to me, I like what I saw because I don't know about you, but what jumped out to me was the defense that was being played behind.
Well, they have to because they don't hit enough.
Well, and now, like, it's almost like, to me, it felt like this. And I don't know if it felt like that for anybody else, but it felt like they elevated their defensive game. If you give me one run,
we can win this game. Yeah, they did.
And that's what it felt like. I remember my first year here, man. You know who our quarterback was. Bobby Hoying 1 week. It was Rodney Peete 1 week.
Don't make me pull up the stats from the 98 Eagles.
Don't make
me do it.
But I say all that to say this. Like, a lot of those games we went into and we had, like, we would get a lead or whatever and we had to try to protect it as best we possibly could. And a lot of times we didn't do that, but we tried to keep the game close. Like, a lot of, if you go back and look at the stats, what was that, 98? There was a lot of close games that we lost because we played really good defense. We couldn't score. That's what that felt like to me last night. It felt like a collective effort to play harder in the outfield, knowing that if we keep this thing close, we got somebody that can bring it home.
Yeah, we can finish the game, and they have that now. And I look, Duran is awesome. If you were at the games this weekend, especially Friday or Sunday, I'd love to hear what it was like to experience that entrance in person. I'm going tonight to the game. I'm hoping he's going to pitch. That would be 3 out of 4 days. We'll see if he's available tonight. But if they have a lead like 5-3 late, like I want it to stay there or stay 6. I want him to come in the game. I want to watch that live in person. 215-592-9494. Live at Eagles camp today. More Jomo later on after Eagles practice. How do you feel about the Phillies and the trade deadline now that we watched the full weekend, now that we watched them beat the Tigers this weekend? Better or the same? I don't really know how you could feel worse. I mean, they won 2 out of 3, and Duran was awesome, and the entrance is awesome, and he helped. And I even think Harrison Bader's pinch hit at-bat on Friday was a big moment in that game. But after hearing Topper Friday talking about they're going to platoon the outfield for 6 days
that,
in two
that
spots, just let Bader play. What are you doing? And then watching the offense, I just – if Kepler's in the lineup tonight, I might walk out of the stadium when I get in the stadium.
I don't believe that.
I might. I want him nowhere near the games. The offense is still a problem. And, guys, last night, sixth inning, Bryce Harper was intentionally walked. If you want to know what October looks like, when the Phillies have a lead, we saw what October looks like. It will be Duran. It will be that entrance. It will be electricity in the park. It will also be Bryce Harper's not going to get a pitch to hit the whole month, and they're going to make Castellanos and JT and maybe Bohm when he gets back here beat him. I mean, that was an October move by A.J. Hinch last night. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? I know you were at the Saturday games.
Yeah,
you were at
the wrong one.
Well, the first five innings, it was like, are those two going to combine for like 25 strikeouts?
I thought it was going to be great. It was Wheeler versus Skubal. That's an ideal game to go to. Didn't quite work out in our favor. Wheeler was getting tagged, and Skubal dominated us. Did not get the Duran game either, but I did see every game over the weekend. And, well, I want to feel better about it. I didn't learn anything new about the Phillies or even the two guys that we acquired here at the trade deadline. I knew Duran was going to be amazing. Like, I knew he was a shutdown guy. I knew he was a legitimate closer, and I knew that when he came in, the game was basically over. That's exactly what I saw. And when we got Harrison Bader, Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies basically told us, by keeping Max Kepler on the roster, that this guy was a part-time player. We traded for a part-time outfielder, and I don't really understand how that's going to help the offense in the long term, at least, you know, for now. We'll see what ends up happening. If Kepler's still on the roster in a week, then I'm probably going to scream. But I can't take it anymore. I cannot see Max Kepler getting any more at-bats for this baseball team. So the offense still is exactly what I thought it was going to be after the trade deadline. And yeah, the bullpen's a little bit better, but I can't say that I feel better about the trade deadline just based on what I saw this weekend, because that's exactly what I expected to see from this team.
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel like I did on Friday, which is they're better. Are they a lot better or marginally better? I know this. The closer's awesome. He's going to make us feel a lot better when he comes in the game. But I needed more offense, and this weekend, it was a weird offensive weekend because they scored enough to win Friday, but it was kind of it was by the skin of their teeth. I mean, they were edging some runs across. Now, Saturday they hit, but they were down when they hit, and they kind of made it cosmetically better. And last night they didn't hit. I mean, Schwarber's the only reason they scored runs last night. I mean, they just didn't hit at all. And they intentionally walked Harper in the sixth inning of the game. That is the preview of October right there. If they don't find someone behind them that gets hot, teams are just going to say, all right, Bryce, yeah, we'll see you next year. You're not going to beat us. 215-592-9494. Do you feel better or the same about the Phils after watching them first series post-deadline, a series victory over the Tigers? Go to the phone lines. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Hey.
Good morning. Guys. How you doing?
Guys, please allow me to story talk.
Is that different than long talk?
It's about the same. It's just spin on.
Okay, got it.
So my experience on Friday, I had two tickets, ended up taking my nephew. His father is currently deployed overseas in Qatar. He's in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Before he left, I actually asked him, I said, hey, you know, do you mind if I take him to a game? And he was like, nah, man, that'd be great. Now, understand, his dad is a diehard Yankees fan and Giants fan. Okay. So, but he greenlighted, said it's fine. So, we went to the game. Before the game, we went to Chickie's to get something to eat. Of course, you know, met the afternoon show, got some photos with them. As Ike was coming up, I said to Ike, I said, hey, his dad's a diehard Giants fan. And without even missing a beat, he looked right at me. He said, that's okay. We'll get him straightened out. So, I mean, typical Ike.
Well, you're being a good uncle then. I mean, you're trying to help the kid out.
Trying to help the kid out. That's what we do. People helping people, right? As soon as we got into the stadium, he asked me to buy him a Bryce Harper shirt.
Uh-oh. So, he's ready to make the conversion here. You could feel it.
Feels like it.
Joe, when his dad gets home, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
I might be catching hands. But we're sitting there. Let me go back. So in the third inning.
Maybe we just get to the point instead.
And we're off and running.
Every day.
So Kepler in the third inning hits that deep drive into the right center corner.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody starts booing him when he gets up to the plate. Then he hits the ball. Everybody starts cheering. Then it gets caught, and everybody booed him like crazy. It was like the epitome of the emotional ride. So, guys, it was amazing. In that ninth inning, when Duran came in, I mean, it was electric. It was definitely Red October vibes. It was insane. The fact that he came in four pitches and just the tarantula ate the Tigers alive and laid them down was absolutely amazing. And that's what's got me cause for hope. I feel good about this team because we now play eight inning games with this guy. But I want one quick question to Mr. Hugh here. I have a question for you, Hugh. Along the lines of the Phillies, there's a video going viral with Bryce giving a special greeting.
I saw that.
I have three questions for you here, Hugh, and I'm going to run through them quick. Is that a normal athlete thing, one? Number two, what's some of the bizarrest things you've ever saw an athlete do? And number three, is that how you and Ike greet each other? But I'll wait for your answer when I hang up because, guys, as for the Phillies offense, Dave, it's time. It's time. Get Kepler's bum ass out. He is terrible. Oh, man, we need to fix the V-I-B-E-S.
Fix the what? Ahead. What was that? Oh, the vibes. The vibes, Chris. He didn't chant it. I mean, when he's in chant, now I'm just spelling. Now we're just spelling words. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on there with Chris Call. All right, first of all, I believe the Bryce Harper greeting with his teammates that he's referring to is the one you sent it to the group chat on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which they were in the City Connect, so it had to be from Friday night.
Yeah. It was, baseball players are different.
It was I don't know how you describe it.
He grabbed his junk.
Okay, there it is.
There's no other way to say it.
Yeah. It was there. It felt like a personal greeting between the two of them.
A lot of girth.
And he asked me, what would happen
if
I greeted Ike like that?
Yeah.
I feel confident in saying that if I shook Ike's hand and then I went to grab his genitals, that Ike would probably punch me in the face.
I think that's probably a pretty fair thing.
And he would ask me what the hell is wrong with me.
So it's not a football player thing.
No, I'm just saying. it's one of those. Like, this is – you know what, honestly – I think God knows where I'm going with. I think this is a cultural thing.
Baseball?
I guess the baseball culture, because I don't know anybody that I've
– Hold on. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. It feels cultural.
Are you peopling me and Joe?
I'm just saying, dog.
Because Joe and I would not greet each other this way either.
We all see each other every day. We don't do that.
God, we're all inclusive. But let's be honest here. I've never seen that. Like I've never been in situations where, you know, somebody's drunk on the couch and somebody dips their hand in warm water and to make them pee on themselves.
That's normal.
It's not anymore.
Where I mean, I'm pushing 40. But what I'm trying to say is, like, when I was in my late teens, early 20s,
I've never been.
One time we got the water a little too hot, burned our buddy's hand.
See, Jojo, that's what I'm saying. I've never played those type of games. And so I have to say that's probably a cultural thing. Because to dap somebody up and then grab their genitals, that's weird.
To win a World Series is what I say.
I will say this. That happened to me one time.
Uh-oh.
And when Buddy did it, I was like, dog, don't you – like, you got a problem.
It was a teammate?
Yeah.
Oh, so it does happen in football.
But how about this? It happened, but it didn't happen on the football field.
Oh, locker room?
No. Nah.
Bus, plane?
No, nah, we was at a club.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say the teammates.
Well,
name,
now everyone's trying to think it in their head.
It was weird. And I'm like, dog, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
We don't play them kind of games. Nah,
215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone call coming up here on the other side. Your thoughts on the weekend. Do you feel better about the Phillies after the weekend? We got to watch Duran save two games, and he was absolutely electric. We got to see Bader come in last night and Friday, pinch hitting roles. He started the game Saturday. I just want him to play every day. I think he's the best outfielder we have right now, but apparently we're running multiple platoons in center and left right now, and we got to watch Weston Wilson on Saturday. I feel the same because I knew Duran was going to dominate. I knew he's going to pitch well here. He's an awesome pitcher, and I think Bader will help if they let him play enough. But offensively this weekend, it was a lot of the same, and that's what you're going to see in the postseason. Now, there's only one Scooble, but you're going to see great pitching. And then, like last night, Charlie Morton's 41 years old, and he's mowing the Phillies down, and they intentionally walked Harper last night in a sign of things to come. 215-592-9494, live today at Champ Camp. All right, a caller coming up along with all your phone calls. Apparently, we have someone that says an all-time Philly took shots at Hugh Douglas. It was alumni weekend this weekend.
It was.
Who took a shot at Hugh?
It had to be J-Rowe.
We find out next on the Midday Show, live from Eagles Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sing it, Hill.
I don't know the words.
Come on now.
But I like the beat, though. This one of the ones when you about four, five, six drinks in, that when the song comes on, you just start dancing.
And by the ninth inning, you might be.
Yeah. You're definitely going to dance.
There's something about the Undertaker's song at the beginning, so with the bell ringing. It's perfect. Like, he was – and then this is where the whole crowd just goes crazy. He was made to be a Philly, and he dominated this weekend. Welcome back. Like. It is the Midday Show live, broadcasting from the Novacare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. By the way, I heard yesterday Eagles practice – they had this song as part of the rotation yesterday.
Is that right?
That's right. His influence is even over here.
That's
of course, Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Do you feel better or the same about the Phillies after the first weekend post-trade deadline? We saw the impact and a big one Duran had with saves on Friday. Four pitches Friday. Last night, hitting 103 on the gun, making it look easy. We have a real closer now for the first time in a long time. But that offense, I mean, could we be real? They didn't hit much this weekend. When they scored on Friday, they really had to, like, edge across those runs. I mean, it was like we're scratching and clawing to get some runs on Friday. Stott barely safe on the review, which was great, and they took the lead. And then yesterday, it's all Schwarber. Schwarber's the home run to put them up 2-0. They get on base earlier. But when I saw the intentional walk of Bryce last night in the sixth inning, I was like, oh, this is October.
Yeah, flashbacks to the playoffs.
And A.J. Hinch is a great manager. He's won a World Series, and he's got the Tigers in position to get to a World Series. That's what these teams are going to do in October. Like, if they keep the lineup as is, Hugh, and I don't really know how they change it right now, and I'm an opponent, and it's a close game in the fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth inning, Bryce Harper's – forget pitching around him. I'm just going to say, go to first base. And I'm going to say, Castellanos, Bohm, JT, you beat me, guys.
Well, I think that's kind of what they really want. If they play good defense.
Well, they don't want that.
Well,
they want Bryce to hit.
Well, no, what I'm saying is this. The guys around him to protect him.
Sure, but they are not good enough to protect
him. Well, that's where I think, and I know that I understand that, you know, this late in the game, it's kind of hard to change your approach, but you're going to have to. They tried it early in the season to do that. You can't be swinging for the fences knowing that you have a guy in the bullpen waiting, chomping at the bit, that's throwing 100 miles an hour. It just feels like you have to do everything in your power. You should go up there consciously thinking that you have to do everything in your power to get to that ninth inning to get him out there.
I know. It feels like we're going to be in nail biters.
It didn't feel like that for you this weekend at all?
Yeah, when he came in.
I'm saying it didn't feel like that for you this weekend, that the defense kind of stepped their game up.
They were a little better, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would say so. I mean, I thought the play last night by Stott in the eighth inning was incredible.
It was some incredible plays being made by both teams.
But is that sustainable? Winning 2-0 with great defense.
That's a great question. I think that in small spurts, yes, it can be.
I agree, but we might have to get through 3 or 4 series in the month of October. If Bader had come in and he only started one game and hit 2 home runs this week, and then I might feel like, whoa, maybe we got something more than we thought. Unfortunately, they didn't play Harrison Bader but one game because for whatever reason they're doing a platoon with the guy they just acquired here. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines. People want to react to the weekend and Duran and if they feel better or the same. And apparently, a shot fired at Hugh Douglas from a Phillies legend. It was alumni weekend. Rick in Wilmington is up. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Rick, what's up? Man?
So, first, my Phillies point. Mm-hmm. We are a better team, that's for sure. I mean, better team than we were a week ago. But when I think it was Bryce who led off in like the fourth or fifth or sixth inning, he gets a hit. I think it was Marsh who got a double. So we get second and third, nobody out. And then Kepler gets up, gets lucky, and gets a sacrifice infield hit. And then, of course, Edmundo Sosa, who sucks, gets up and he pops up. We only get one run out of the inning, guys at second and third. So we're still not in great shape as far as our hitting goes.
But well, yeah, Rick, that inning was – they kind of had Morton a little bit on the ropes there, the inning you're talking about. And I thought, look, this guy's 41 years old. He's not having a great season. Maybe they can knock him out of the game here. And once he settled down after that, they didn't touch him the rest of the time he was in there.
Yeah, but come on. Edmundo Sosa popping up. All he had to do was get a fly or a hit to the right side. Come on. So we still got a lot of dead bats in our lineup. So we're better off pitching. So our offense, we're going to have trouble come playoff time, guaranteed.
Yeah, there's no question. All right, so did you hear a shot taken at Hugh by a Phillies legend?
So me and my brother went up, it was alumni, Jimmy Rollins Day, alumni day, and we had a box. One of his contractor buddies has this box. So I don't know if it was about second or third inning. Cole Hamels, we see him walk by. He's got an older guy with him. My brother's got his Eagles shirt, okay, Jalen Hurts. And so we flagged down Cole, and we're like, hey, Cole, man, let's get an autograph of us. And the guy that's with him, he goes, how they're Eagles fans. And we're like, yeah, right. And he goes, what's that guy, the football player on WIP, makes the comment like pitchers aren't that important? Or what was Hugh's comment? Like they're like kickers in football or something.
Well, he ranked Zach Wheeler like eighth in the city right now.
No, see, if they're going to tell the story. Yeah. I was like, they're not athletes.
They're not athletes. So, that's what he said.
Yeah, so
preposterous.
He said, the old guy says, yeah, tell your Eagles football player on WIP to say that to Mariano Rivera. Like, and I'm like, oh, like the best closer in history, you know? So so we get our autograph, and it wasn't necessarily Cole Hamels that said it.
So you embellished the story.
And Cole's like sitting there, like with this disgusted look on his face, right? So I'm like, all right, you know what? Hugh doesn't know anything about baseball, but I'm trying to like patch the situation up. And he goes, the old guy says, yeah, he's a clueless boob.
in front of Cole Hamels.
You know, I would tell Cole Hamels, your old ass friend, and Mariano Rivera that they're not athletes. Yeah.
Well, and you'd be right about the old ass friend,
No, I would tell him flat out, and then say, then what?
But you'd
as
be wrong.
As far as being a clueless boob and knowing baseball, I know sports. Like, well, so they can all kiss my ass.
Hugh does no athleticism. You got
to you know what I'm saying? I like how you tried to frame the story, but listen, I tell whoever needs to hear that to their face.
Rick, we appreciate the story.
With no hesitation.
Well, and we'd be mad at you for it.
I mean, you could be mad all
you want. Cole Hamels is a legend.
No, he is a legend.
On the Hall of Fame ballot for next
when
year,
you sit there and tell me Zach Wheeler does not work out, and I look at other athletes
that works out in the offseason.
Well, he doesn't work out. Basically, he at the crib chilling. And, Zach, this is not a shot at you because you know I love you. But, I mean, I stand on what I said. Mm-hmm. No, they're not athletes. And to your old-ass friend and whoever else want to hear that, I will say that to their face. And they can talk about, you know, me not knowing baseball all they want. I'm going to still say it.
I don't respectfully. Think it has anything to do with knowing or not knowing baseball. I just think this is one of your wackiest opinions.
Oh, it can be. It can be, but it's mine.
Well, I like how it got back to Cole, though.
Cole will be all right.
Well, of course he'll be all right. I mean, the guy's had a great career.
He had a hell of a career. Won a World Series. Can't take that
MVP.
Away from him. I've never won one.
One of the better pitchers of his generation.
Still not an athlete.
Well, obviously he's an athlete. I mean, is Cole Hamels an athlete? It feels like a poll question. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Quick shout out to my daughter who graduated from the University of Alabama on Saturday.
Oh, well,
congratulations.
That's
I know you glad to quit paying that ticket.
Dude, that's 2-shower-a-day weather down there, bro.
Oh,
no, I could imagine. But, dude, I know when she got done with school, you was like, good God, I'm happy. That's a nice little ticket, ain't it? That was a nice little ticket.
Yeah, well, I drove, and my mom went with me because, you know, 900-mile trip. That was
adventure. And you drove, I know you had to put her stuff in storage. I did that. My daughter was in Detroit. She went to Alabama State. That's a nice ride.
Well, so, okay, I don't want to get into the specifics, but she's moved out of her apartment, but she's living with a friend for now.
Mm-hmm.
So she still has a couple of things she has to do down there. But either way, it was cool. She got to take us on a little mini bar crawl of the places that she frequented. My mom hung in there too, so
wow! Grandma going on the bar. I'm sure you sound and you, of course, you are very proud. Yeah. That's awesome. Congrats,
Jeff. It was cool. So I didn't get to watch many of the games. I did see or listen to a couple of them. But here's the thing: this is kind of one of those catch-22 things where we needed a closer to shut down games, but we also needed hitters to get us to that point, or a hitter. Who among us thinks that Max or that Kepler should be still playing right now?
No one. I mean, there's no one in the city of Philadelphia except Dave Dombrowski and maybe Rob Thompson, who's going along with it, that believe he should still be playing. It's insane.
Why isn't Bader? He should have been in the lineup and just be there. Just DFA Kepler, do something. But that guy is a hole in the lineup when he's out there. You know. So I'm glad. I'm happy about the way things have gone. I wish we could have gotten a better bat. But I'll take what we have because this dude is the real thing.
Oh, he's special. And he does bring in electricity, and he changes the mentality. I think that's what Hugh was getting at, of the team. Like, they can feel it like we could feel it. If we get a lead, the game's over.
That's what it felt like, man. It felt like, to me, it was a playoff atmosphere game.
I think you can speak to this more than anybody. When you get a guy that comes on your team like that, does that not raise your level of excitement and your level of, all right, we're ready now. Let's do it. Like, as a player, that makes you feel good.
That's exactly what I saw, Jeff. That's exactly how I felt when I watched that defensive play, those defensive plays last night. The one that Bryce Harper made at first base. These guys feel. Sorry to cut you off, Jeff, but
that's all right.
These guys feel. It feels like they feel.
Yeah.
We get to the end of the game. We keep this thing close. We got a closer. We got a bona fide closer.
And this dude brings a little bit of attitude, which our team has lacked.
Well, so, he does. And he has a – you could tell there's a lot of confidence about himself when he's on the mound. And, Jeff, we appreciate it. You can't have that kind of entrance if you don't have confidence. Like, he knows he's good. He knows he's reached a point in his career where teams can't touch him. I mean, as Hopper said last night, he hasn't seen 103 live in person. I saw it once with Aroldis Chapman a long time ago when he was young. But I think I've only seen it once in my life watching baseball in person. It's when you see that kind of octane live, like, they all throw hard. They all throw hard, right? Like, even the guys that don't throw hard throw 95. That's the way baseball is now. But when it goes over 102, if you feel the pop of the mitt when you're in the crowd.
Well, he's built sturdy. You know what I mean? So, because I know we were talking about it earlier, and you're worried about, you know, his availability and things of that nature. I don't know, dog, because he threw, what, 9 pitches?
Well, but are they going to pitch him 3 out of 4 days?
No, I hear what you're saying.
Because tonight, I'm going to the game tonight. I'd love to watch him come in. And maybe they will use him.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but this cat, and it was effortless.
It is effortless.
It's effortless. It's like when he hit the gun, and I was like, 102? That didn't look like 102.
I know.
And the guy's just standing at the plate, and it's like, damn, okay. It was fun to watch, man. It was so fun to watch last night.
Do either of you guys kind of feel like they should have just run Sanchez out there for the ninth? I love watching Duran, but, like, they have a game tonight.
Well, they have a game tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Right? They have a series, yeah.
Sanchez at 84 pitches by the ninth. Like,
yeah, I did wonder if Topper got a little gun-shy, because recently they let Wheeler throw a complete game, and then he hasn't been quite as dominant since. And then Sanchez also threw a complete game maybe two or three starts ago, and then he backed that up with a struggle or two before last night. I wonder if that was in his head. Also, maybe Topper got caught up, and he wanted to hear the music.
Oh, yeah.
That can't happen.
I'm not saying it's acceptable. Listen, I'm just trying to get in his head.
Y'all tend to forget that this is an entertainment business.
Well, but hold on.
I mean, you're trying to win, but that's what the people wanted to see.
Yeah, but this isn't wrestling.
You got to get it. It kind of is.
Well, it's not.
How excited did the people get when they saw that the first night?
It was incredible.
And then the third night when he went out there.
One more thing before we get back to the argument about this. Credit to NBC Sports Philadelphia Friday, and then ESPN followed suit last night. They kept the TV audience on the entrance because they don't. I think eventually, as we get more used to it, they won't do that every single time. I don't know if that lasts the whole season, maybe next year, whatever. But I wasn't sure if they were going to do it because, you know, I thought maybe I'd have to see it on social media that someone posted it, right? Because usually, Hugh, when the closer comes in, we don't see that.
No, but
it's a commercial. They kept us on it Friday night. I thought it was a great job. Because, look, there's 40,000 in the building, but there's millions of people that are excited about this trade and this player. And we all got to watch it. I thought that was really cool they left it on.
He is the most exciting thing that the Phillies have had since I've been here. Like, as far as must-see TV. Like, you know, we talk about Bryce and the outfits that he's wearing and all of this stuff. This guy's electric, man. This guy's electric. He's the guy that if I play for the Phillies, I'm doing everything in my power to try to get him out there. That means, you know, diving to catch balls and stuff
like
that.
May I suggest hitting more?
Yeah, with that, okay. That too. Yeah, but just in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that to your point, yeah. But, yeah, I was excited to see that. He brings a different type of energy to this team.
All right, quickly, before we go back to the phones, let's just throw this in, because there was a lot of positive this weekend. Two wins. Obviously, Duran was incredible both on Friday and on Sunday. They played some better defense, including Stott last night, Bryce. I mean, they did what they had to do to win a low-scoring game. Another home run by Schwarber just crushed that last night. I think he's now tied for the most RBI in baseball. But if there was one negative, and it was the game Kyle went to, it was billed as a pitcher's duel on Saturday between Skubal and Wheeler, two of the best three pitchers in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeler did not dominate like he usually does. Now this is back-to-back starts. Let's hear Wheeler after the game, because things started to come apart later in his start. He gives some home runs, but apparently he's the reason he was on the mound in that last inning. He talked Topper into it. Here's Wheeler on Saturday after the game.
I feel bad for Topper. I don't know if you guys asked him, but that was on me going back out there for the seventh. Kind of told him that I really wanted to, and you know, we just had that respect for each other, so he let me. But at the end of the day, maybe I shouldn't have, but I really did feel good being able to go back out there. So, you know, if it turned out differently, then yeah, I'm not even sitting here saying that, but you know, I just want to take that off of him. That one's on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, a few things on that. Number one, I'm not worried about Wheeler. I'm not. He's a great pitcher. He had a couple of these last year, including right around this time of the year. He had a bad one against the Yankees, and they dominated again the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on Saturday, even in a start that wasn't good for him, had 10 strikeouts, no walks. It was the home run Saturday. They got him for some home runs. It's going to happen every once in a while for a guy throws a lot of strikes. I have no concern, Hugh, about Wheeler. That was a bizarre thing, though, because he's basically saying, the only reason I was out in the seventh inning, and that's where he gave up a couple more runs. It was 2-0 Tigers, and then he gave a couple more in the seventh to make it 4-0. He's saying he told Topper he wanted to go back. I'm going to need Topper to be the grown-up in the room, and if he thinks Wheeler's done, take him out of the game.
Well, I look at it like this. There's been times where I think earlier in the season when Topper asked him, and he told him he was fine, and he left him out there. You have to believe in your guy, man, and that's another situation,
no,
Joe.
They all lie.
You do.
They want to play. They always want to stay in the game.
They do, but Topper, I think Topper has a good feel for him, and Wheeler thought he had a good feel for it, and you know when Topper asked him, he trusted him in that situation, and that's why he felt compelled to say what he had to say.
All right. So in this segment, we have Hugh advocating for Duran because it's cool in the ninth inning and the wrestling aspect of it. And what's Topper there for then? If he's not making the calls?
Well, he trusts his guys, man. And I feel like in that situation, because I remember I think he pitched 9 innings or whatever early in the season, and Topper asked him, was he okay? And he said, if I wasn't, I would tell you I was anyway.
I don't buy it.
You remember that?
I don't buy that.
He said he would lie to him.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Zach Wheeler, if he's a great pitcher and he's a competitor, my life watching baseball is these pitchers lie. The adrenaline.
I think he probably called it wrong that time.
Yeah,
you're
probably right. Obviously, get a couple more runs there.
Hindsight.
If I'm Topper, Zach, I appreciate you, buddy, but we're done for today. We got 2 more months of baseball, then the postseason. They've touched up a little bit anyway. Kyle, you were at the game. What did you make of Topper leaving him in and just Wheeler overall Saturday?
I don't have that big of a problem with it just because of how shaky the bullpen in general's been. And in that kind of game, like it's not like a one-run situation where you can put in some of your high-leverage guys there. And like Zach Wheeler specifically, I still probably trust to get it together more than I do anyone coming out of the bullpen at that point. So, like, in that situation, I don't have that big of a problem with it.
How about Wheeler in general? I mean, it's a couple of not great starts. I'm not worried. I think he'll be fine.
I think he's going to be fine, too. I think it's an interesting discussion to have, at least in terms of, like, if the playoffs were to start next week, who's your best starter right now? I think right now it's Sanchez.
I would still give the ball to Wheeler, but Sanchez can make this a real conversation moving forward.
So, and now, by the time the playoffs do roll around, I don't think it's going to be I mean, it'll be close just because of how well I think Sanchez is going to pitch, but right. I don't think Wheeler's going to continue this for the rest of the season.
I don't either. Was it last Sunday against the Yankees? His command was all off, and he hit three batters and walking batters. That was rare. I thought Saturday he was just a little too over the plate, and they hit some, and they hit three home runs off him. I think that's pretty rare, what we've known about Zach Wheeler for a long time. 215-592-9494. Mark, Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Mark.
You know, Joe, you know what I like about you?
What's that, Mark?
You're right a lot of times.
Most say I'm wrong, so I appreciate when you say the opposite. Go ahead, Mark.
You're dead on about the lineup. The Phillies are a better team than last week. They are. The problem I have with Bader not playing, and I like Rob Thompson as a person, but to me he comes across as Uncle Rob. Wants to make everybody happy. Doesn't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. Yeah, Zach, ahead out there. Max, you know, yeah, we brought this guy in, but we're still going to put you in left field. We're still going to give you another shot. Listen, you got to win games, all right? It's not about stroking these guys' egos. And I know, and you would agree, he's a player's manager, right?
Yes, yep.
To me, that only goes so far. You know, he was a good changeup when Girardi got fired. That's what the players wanted. You know, Uncle Rob. You know, and I know the players respect him, and I respect him. But it's got to get to the point. You got to win games. You know, you got to win games. So I want to throw this lineup at you. Tell me if this is real.
All right, let me write this down. I'm ready to go.
Here we go. What is this team lacking? A guy that can make contact and get on base.
Mm-hmm.
Crawford leads off. They're not going to do this, but they should. Crawford leads off. Turner bats second. Harper third. Schwarber fourth. It's going to have to be Bohm when he gets back fifth. Remuto sixth. Castellanos seventh. Scott's going to bat ninth. Which player am I leaving out here?
You are leaving out who? Bader.
I'm sorry. Bader bats sixth. Remuto seventh. Castellanos, in my opinion, eighth. You could flip-flop Remuto and Castellanos at this point. And then Scott bats ninth. That's the lineup. You know, and you're going to put a lot of pressure on a kid like Crawford, but go back in history. Lonnie Smith came up, and he was a huge addition to the Phillies when they won it all, 40-some years ago. I don't think they're going to do that to this kid, but really, you need to. Your outfield, there's nothing there. And nothing against Kepler as a person, too. And I think he's going to really get beat up in this town, which is not fair to him as a person. But he needs to be designated for assignment. He's just not producing.
I think that there was a stat last night, Mark. I think it's since the last 30 games. Scott said it during the broadcast. And, Mark, we always appreciate your phone call. And I want Crawford up here. I don't know what they're doing. The fact that Friday, when Bader was arrived, they said it's going to be for the next 6 days, for whatever the heck that arbitrary timeline is, a double platoon in center and left. I was like, what? What is the plan in the outfield? Hugh, I don't know if Crawford is ready. I mean, they said he's ready, but I don't know if he could really do well here yet. I'd like to see Bader in center every day, bring Crawford up, and let him play. And if he can't do it, you send him back. I mean, baseball is littered with stories of guys that come to the major leagues, they try it, and they send him back. It doesn't mean his career's over. Try it.
I think that they still want to see how this two-platoon thing worked with Bader.
It will not work.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. And there's a monetary aspect that's tied to it as well.
Kepler's $10 million is why I'm with to watch him play.
Listen. We've seen that. See, this is the thing that I think people tend to forget.
No.
Like, we want to act like they're out there playing the Little League World Series or something. There's some monetary value that's tied to all of these guys that we're talking about. And we've seen in the past that they've made mistakes with these guys in outfield.
Do you want me to curse on the air?
No, I'm just being honest with you, Joe.
I know, but come on.
Now I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue because that's what it is. You know, we call in and we're talking about doing this, that, and third, but the bottom line is this. There's money involved, and that's one of the main reasons why he's still here.
Oh, God. But it's $10 million should be a drop in the bucket for a franchise that what they have become. It's $10 million. It's not 30. It's $10 million. They've already paid him six of it.
Yeah,
get him out the door.
But it's $10 million with some missteps that have already been made by guys. Who are we talking about that used to be here? A couple other cats a couple years ago.
Yeah, Kimbrel. They made a lot of mistakes.
This is sickening.
I know.
I'm just being honest with you, man.
The $10 million. Just – eat the money and dump him. 215-592-9494. Back to your calls, the Phillies, everything over the weekend. Do you feel better about their deadline after everything you just saw, or the same? Where do you come down? And we got some major NFC East news over when we got off the air Friday. It really blew up, and we got to get into it. And you know I can't wait to talk about it. Micah Parsons trade request. Michael Parson requesting a trade for the Cowboys.
Michael Parson.
There it is. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.